Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Dia Talks. This is me, your favorite host, Dia. Today we are going to discuss about the concept of self-compassion, its components, and the science behind why it matters. As usual, you will get points to change the way you see yourself and love yourself a lot more than you used to do. Before we begin, let me thank my dear listeners who tune into our podcast every Thursday to hear your weekly dose of self-improvement tips and my stories related to it. I post live updates regarding episodes and my daily life in my Instagram page. So guys, quickly go and follow my page there. I'll wait. Okay, the next task for you is to subscribe to my newsletter where I'll be sending you guys weekly updates and journals to improve your life and also freebies and discount codes. Coming back to the episode, so back in my fifth grade or so, I remember my benchmate telling me that I'll be a big zero if I don't study anything properly. And I took that personally at that time. And on the point that she herself was not studious and stood behind me and the audacity she had at that time to tell it on my face. So after that incident, I was so sad and I started to compare my level of marks to other students in my class. And I started to feel insecure, not because of the marks, but due to the constant comparison I did to others, and it was so exhausting. I'm not saying that I had all these vision of self-comparison during my fifth grade. If the Dia today was the girl she was back then, she would definitely see this as the insecurities of the person who told this. Because that is the way she or he is, and we cannot do anything. We don't never ever have to change for others. So I hope your notebook is still with you. The key point from this story of mine is that the harsh things that people say to us is a reflection of themselves, their unattained dream or things in life, or maybe their insecurities which they are trying to hide or reduce by blaming other people. And there is nothing to do with us. Now let's understand what self-compassion is. Self-compassion in simple terms is the practice of treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend. But why is it essential and how can it benefit our lives? Let me tell you some core components of self-compassion as developed by Dr. Kristen Neff, a leading researcher in the field. So take your pen and the notebook to note it down. Otherwise, you won't remember this and you will just forget it after this episode. First one. Is the ability to be gentle and understanding towards ourselves when we face challenges or make mistakes. So instead of berating ourselves on our shortcomings, self-kindness encourages us to offer support and comfort. Second one is common humanity. Self-compassion acknowledges that suffering is a universal human experience. It reminds us that we are not alone in our struggle and that everyone encounters difficulties at some point in their lives or other. A third one is mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment. When we practice self-compassion, we are mindful of our own sufferings and treat it with non-judgmental awareness. Now let's dive into the practical side of things. How can we cultivate self-compassion in our daily lives? So I'll share some strategies and exercises that can help you develop a kinder relationship with yourself. From self-compassionate self-talk to mindfulness practices, we'll explore actionable steps to nurture self-compassion. So I hope the book is still with you guys. So note on the first one, self-compassionate self-talk. So start by paying attention to your inner dialogue. Replace self-criticism, negative self-talk, etc., with kind and understanding words. Like, treat yourself as you would treat a close friend of yours. When you make a mistake or face a challenge, remind yourself that it is okay. It is absolutely okay. Everyone makes mistakes and you are not alone in this world to do so. The second one is mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness is a power tool for developing self-compassion. Engage in mindfulness meditation practices that encourage you to observe your thoughts and emotions without judgment. This practice helps you become aware more of your inner experiences and enables you to respond to them with kindness and self-compassion. The third one is self-compassion journaling. Keeping a self-compassion journal can be transformative practice. Write down your thoughts and feelings, especially during difficult times. Then reflect on these entries with a compassionate perspective. Ask yourself how you can offer comfort and understanding to yourself, just as you would do to a friend in a similar situation. The fourth one is affirmations, and one of my favorite. Use self-compassion affirmations to reinforce positive self-talk. Create a list of affirmations that resonates with you and repeat them regularly. For example, I am worthy of love and kindness is an affirmation, and I forgive myself for my mistakes. You have to repeat it daily on a regular basis. And the fifth one is self-care rituals. Incorporate self-care rituals into your daily routine. This include activities like taking a warm bath, going for a walk in the nature, practicing yoga, or simply spending quality time with yourself doing things that bring you joy and relaxation. Next one is forgiveness. Practice self-forgiveness for past mistakes and perceived shortcomings. Understand that making mistakes is a natural part of human being and it doesn't diminish your worth or value. The next one is set boundaries. Part of self-compassion is learning to say no when necessary. Setting boundaries with others, let it be your friends, your family, your close friends. You just set boundaries because you deserve them. This is your way of building self-compassion, and prioritizing your own well-being is an act of self-compassion. The last one is gratitude. Cultivate gratitude by acknowledging the positive aspect of your life. Express gratitude for your strengths, for all the achievements you have had so far, and the people who are there to support you at your lowest. This can help shift your focus from self-criticism to self-appreciation. So remember that cultivating self-compassion is an ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself as you practice the strategies and exercises. Over time, you will find that self-compassion becomes a natural and integral part of your daily life, leading to greater resilience and emotional well-being and a kinder relationship with yourself. Now, when we talk about self-compassion, it is just isn't about a feel-good concept. It has a tangible effects for our mental and emotional well-being. It helps in reducing stress and anxietiness. Like, studies have shown that individuals who practice self-compassion tend to have lower levels of stress and anxiety. By treating yourself with kindness and understanding, we can soothe our inner turmoil and find emotional balance within. Then when we face setbacks and all, or maybe disappointments or failures, self-compassion can be a powerful tool. It helps us to bounce back more quickly, learn from our mistakes, and adapt to challenges with greater resilience. Then it can also help in building better relationships. Interestingly, self-compassion doesn't just benefit us individually. It also has a positive ripple effect on our relationships as well. When we are kinder to ourselves, we tend to be kinder and more understanding towards others, or maybe our significant others, or maybe our families or friends. So it improves the quality of our interaction and connection. Then it helps us to increase our motivation. Contrary to the misconception that self-compassion makes us complacent, it actually boosts our motivation. When we approach our goals and challenges with self-kindness, we are more likely to preserve and achieve them. The next one is it helps in enhanced physical health. There is evidence to suggest that self-compassion can have a positive impact on physical health as well. It can reduce the wear and tear on our bodies caused by chronic stress and promote overall well-being. If you don't know yet, there are many damages that is caused on our body from us being so stressed and having had all the anxiety in the past. It can really affect our physical health so badly. So practicing self-compassion can enhance our physical health in general. Maybe I can make another podcast based on this topic, because I myself being a psychology student knows all these things. I'm on the viewpoint that you guys, even though haven't studied psychology, will know everything. But yeah, I am wrong, and I'll help you guys to understand how anxiety can affect a person's physical and mental health. So as we conclude this episode on the art of self-compassion, I want you guys to leave with a thought. Be gentle with yourself, for you are doing the best you can. Remember that self-compassion is a practice and it is never too late to start. So thank you for joining me on the Dia Talks. If you found this episode insightful, please share it with someone who could benefit from embracing self-compassion. And as always, remember to be kind to yourself, because you are worth it. Ta-da!